from our perspective, they're trapped in a transactional trap. My narrow perspective, this little way of looking at the world, and they've lost sight of the larger transformational, the larger space. And what we need is our leaders who are really looking at being more inclusive in the perceptual field and are anchored to a larger sense of purpose, what we call the transformational space.
That's one of the big pieces in our work, is that we find that there's so much reward for what you do and maintaining higher levels of proficiency and effectiveness in getting things done, that sometimes the purpose gets lost. You know, the larger field gets shrunk down because the reward is really on the production side, getting results. You know, if you step in an elevator and the CEO goes, "What have you done for me today?" That's transactional. And that is important that it happens, but we want it linked to a larger perspective. And that linkage gets broken very easily. And so it's a constant force of reinforcement for us to go back and say, okay, what does it mean that you'll be able to improve productivity 25% over here? What's the overall impact on the organization? Are your systems stressed? Do you have the right information coming in? Do you have the right supplies? What's happening to the people? Are you building the organization, or are you sapping its core by forcing a focus on doing as opposed to a larger preference for what do we stand for, what are we creating, and how's that manifesting through the work that we're doing? That's the linkage that I look for, and I think Dusty ties in with that very strongly.
Your diagnosis and recommendation for the U.S. Congress right now?
One of the first questions we always ask is, do you have the right people in the right places, in the right slots in your organization? And I would have to say on the whole that I think that the answer is no. I don't think we have the right people there. Now, both Dusty and I have clients inside the government, and there's agencies that we think are stellar, you know, that just do a wonderful job. Mm-hmm. The political side creates an awful lot of havoc, and the sources of information are very, very narrow. The perspectives are very narrow. There are ideological wars happening in Congress that do not serve the nation, and they really need to be addressed, seen for what they are, and taken apart, because they don't take us to where we need to be as a nation.
If you go back in history, you look at Tip O'Neill, ultra-liberal, you look at Ronald Reagan, arch-conservative, the two men had very different perspectives, but they shared one common perspective, which is doing the best for this country and for the people in it. And they worked together. They got legislation done. Neither of them threatened to shut down the government. There weren't any ultimatums. They worked things out. And I think that's true with the very best leaders. I think Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, is showing that you reach out to different constituencies, different viewpoints. You go places where you're not welcome, and you talk to people. You listen to them. They listen to you. It's the dialogue and discussion which is the richness that allows us to grow and learn. And that's missing sorely in D.C. right now.
One of the things we look for is, you know, whether the leadership is building the organization, whether it's Congress for the nation, or whether it's a company, or whether it's eroding the core.
Yes.
And right now it looks like our leadership is willing to erode the core. And that is not right. The country deserves better.
So if this was a company that you were walking into to do one of your programs with, what would you do?
Well, first of all, a company like this would never invite us in because people on the extremes would have to give up the extremes and would have to come towards the middle for a common field of understanding. And if we were doing it, the first thing would be to gather data from the customers, the constituents, the citizens, and have that data really shared so we look at the larger perspective. And from that, talk about what is the fundamental reason you're here? And do we have a common ground? So we would look to create a common circle. It's like when I talk about drawing the larger circle, it comes from a concept Edwin Markham, the poet, put in his poem Outwitted. He drew a circle to shut me out, heretic rebel, a thing to flout. But love and I had the wit to win. We drew the circle which drew him in. How do we draw the larger circle? The great leaders in the world, like a Gandhi or Nelson Mandela, they drew very large circles. When people draw small circles, they create evil. Because it's my reality, my viewpoint, my perspective versus yours, and I throw stones at you. Well, can we find a way to draw that larger circle that really will allow people to come together? And that's what we look for. What's the larger circle we could draw in D.C., and where can we begin to get people to come together so you build a mass of greater openness to dialogue and discussion?
Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
It was a pleasure.